It would be a disaster for FEMA. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Running out of money, President Biden's asking Congress for an extra $4 billion weeks after requesting $12 billion.
We need this money done. We need this disaster relief request met. We need to do it in September. We can't wait.
Now, the president will go to Florida tomorrow to see the FEMA federal response to Hurricane Idalia, where the storm surge water has receded, but there's a lot of damage.
Utility crews still working in hard-hit areas. Homeowners and businesses that have been spending the days since the hurricane removing waterlogged furniture and mud, and losses from the hurricane are expected to top $10
billion. Fox Weather's Max Gordon in Cedar Key. Two more Proud Boys members will be sentenced today for their roles in the 2021 Capitol riot. The day after, one got 17 years in prison, another was sentenced to 15 years. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio will get his punishment next week. Former President Trump has entered a not guilty plea to 2020 election-related charges in Georgia, and a judge has ruled we'll get to watch that Trump trial. It'll be broadcast and live-streamed. Trump lawyer Alina Haba tells Fox as they defend him in all four criminal cases.
We're going to take a look at each individual person and say, you ran for office based on the fact that you said you were going to get Trump, and so did you, and so did you.
Texas is the latest and biggest red state to ban gender-affirming care for minors. A new law takes effect today, unblocked by the state Supreme Court.
It bans hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and gender surgeries for people under 18. But drag shows in the presence of children can continue in Texas. A federal judge has issued an order temporarily blocking a law putting restrictions on them until trial can be heard on a lawsuit filed by performers who claim the law threatens their livelihoods.
Fox's Jack Callahan. For the first time ever, a pope is visiting Mongolia, home to one of the world's smallest Catholic communities. Pope Francis's trip comes amid strained relations between Mongolia's neighbors and the Vatican, Russia and China. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Later this hour, a key update to the economy expected to show a slight slowdown in hiring last month, with predictions of 170,000 jobs created. Economists expect the unemployment rate stayed at 3.5%.
Early signs from other economic data have hinted that the U.S. economy may be cooling off after a stronger than expected summer. The August jobs report follows comments made in Jackson Hole by Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who described the labor market's rebalancing as incomplete and requiring some softening market conditions to get the key inflation rate back to its 2% target.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. That report could lead to a stock market rally or sell-off, depending on what's in it. For now, stock futures are rising after a mixed August. The Dow dropped 0.5%, but the Nasdaq gained a fraction. This is not a day some Americans looked forward to. Interest on federal student loans will start accruing again after a COVID pause.
Early in the pandemic, the federal government paused student loan repayment and dropped all interest rates to zero. The Biden administration extended the pause 8 times, and now those with loans will be charged interest ahead of payments that will resume in October. The bill passed by Congress earlier this summer to raise the debt ceiling included a provision to end the pause on student loan repayment. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In baseball, a new milestone.
With larger bases this season, it was expected there would be an uptick in stolen bases since the distance between bases is shorter. As a result, baseball history.
The first member of the 30-homer, 60-stolen base club gets there with a grand slam.
Atlanta Braves all-star right fielder Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a grand slam on MLB TV to help his team win at Dodger Stadium 8-7. Acuna's 62 stolen bases are 21 more than last season's major league leader totaled. There's still a month left in the regular season. Jared Matz, Fox News.
College football season kicked off last night in one of the games 14th-ranked Utah beat Florida 24-11. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Mattoon police have confirmed via their social media they arrested four juveniles in connection to Wednesday's fight on a school bus. The four booked into the Vermilion County Juvenile Detention Center on preliminary charges of aggravated battery and mob action. Mattoon police are conducting a criminal investigation. Emergency responders sent to the University of Illinois campus for a hazardous materials leak at the university's Engineering Sciences Building. Urbana Fire had left the scene by about 5 o'clock. Now it's up to the university to clean the remaining hazardous materials and open the building again. Halloween's still 2 months away, but early planners for trick-or-treating can mark their calendars for Halloween Fun Fest in Champaign. Halloween Fun Fest coming back to Marketplace Shopping Center Wednesday, October 25th, 5 to 7. The event's for families and kids from ages 2 through 11. Again, the event coming up on Halloween, just 2 months away. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, it's Friday. Yes. ESPN 93.5. There's Diane.
Good morning.
And there's Greg Solier, who will be in attendance at the Illinois football game tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be.
Yes. Just look for the weather guy. I'm roaming around there.
Yeah, you'll be the guy with the map wrapped around your body because everybody will know you as the meteorologist. Wrapped in a towel that
map
says...
Map in one hand, markers in the other.
That's exactly right. All right, you've got a good-looking weekend here, my buddy. Yeah. It's going to get warmer, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah, welcome to September 1. Yeah, already, where did summer go? But folks still wanting and clamoring summertime weather. No need to worry. Weather maps and charts are certainly loaded up with, by and large, what should be a pretty mild to warm fall season. Drier one as well. Good news with harvest. Not so good with what we think is going to be some re-emerging, if not ongoing, if not worsening drought conditions. When it's the time of the year, you're trying to balance harvest and getting moisture in the ground. Well, generally on the warmer and drier side of the ledger. Tropics are busy in the Atlantic. Nothing expected to make landfall anytime soon. Little weak circulation in the western Gulf of Mexico. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 features in the open waters of the Atlantic. Back closer to home, though, very comfortable morning at 54 Willard and Savoy, same at Rantoul and Danville, and up at Bloomington Normal at 50 now. Some 40s covering parts of northern Ford, Iroquois, and Kankakee County. Sunny, a bit warmer for the day today, up around about 83, 84 this afternoon. Bit of a southeast wind on the light side. Clear, comfy tonight, down around 57 tomorrow. Mostly sunny and warm. Afternoon readings at 88. Kickoff at about 82 on a bit of a south-southwesterly wind. It'll be a nice drop in temperatures through the evening tomorrow night in the drier air. We'll bottom out in the 60s later tomorrow night in a hot, little more humid Sunday afternoon cookout with a high around 90. Hot and humid for the cookout Labor Day Monday, too. Up to 94. We'll get a weak cool front to approach late Tuesday, Wednesday. Stray, iffy shower, thunderstorm chance at best. Temperatures in the lower 90s. We're still above average behind that front next Thursday and Friday. Highs into the low to mid 80s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, we talked about when Joe Biden was comparing his kitchen fire to the fires in Maui. Apparently, our president has done another comparison of Maui wildfires to a Delaware house fire that was put out in 20 minutes. He is Gerard Felitti. He's a political strategist with the Lawfare Project Senior Council. It's Gerard Felitti. How are you, Gerard?
Good, thank you. Good morning.
I had a hard time. It's kind of like fingernails on a chalkboard when I was watching him talk about Maui and the Hawaiian ukulele player behind him I thought was going to fall over. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? Because I fortunately missed this one.
Well, it's the same story that Joe Biden is saying over and over again, and it's not just the second time. If someone wants to go back through records and look, Biden has told his Delaware house fire many, many times over the years in an attempt to connect with victims of natural disasters. And that's the problem. It's not about updating the script. It's about understanding that you need to change your tone. And I'm sure that's what his strategists are telling him, but he's just not doing it, which leads us to ask, why is he able to lead at this point?
Well, I mean, that's a good question because, I guess he could come out and say, you know, one time I can really relate because one time I had digestion problems with a macadamia nut and a pineapple because now I relate to you Hawaiians. I don't know. I know that they can't script all that, and he does go off right. script, and when that happens, they just have to cringe.
Right.
Man.
Well, you have to cringe because it is scripted. Natural disasters are the biggest opportunity a president has to be presidential, to connect with victims, to hear stories, to lead, to look like a leader. And everything is scripted from who he speaks to what he says. and presidents understand this, and they usually flip the script. But when you don't, and you default to stories that are cringeworthy for their failure to connect, for their failure to show compassion, and when you're making it about yourself, that leads to the question of, you know, what's going on? Why can't you stick to script, which is simple, it's important. Joe Biden is a compassionate guy by nature. He should be doing better, but the fact that he's not leaves us all the question, what's going on?
Well, you go East Palestine, too, in Ohio. He never did visit there. And so you've got these things that happen. Now he's going to head to Florida, I guess, tomorrow to take a look. But it was 2 weeks, probably, in my opinion, about 10 days too late. Mm-hmm. I mean, you give a day or two, and then you get out there. You just, I don't know, you hug people. You can't say much.
Right.
It's awful. But he's the leader. And I just, Gerard, I'm just down to now, if you're 80, you're done. Okay? I'm just saying, God bless you. You're done. You're going home. I mean, this guy couldn't babysit. He couldn't do anything like this. And he's the leader of the free world.
And that's what a lot of people are seeing. And that's why, even on the Democratic side, you're seeing not just Gavin Newsom and RFK, but of all people, Bernie Sanders, who's no spring chicken, starting to say, well, maybe I should go to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Bernie looks better than Joe.
Yeah.
He's 80-something, 84, yeah. 85.
Oh, my.
But he's at least somewhat coherent. I don't think there's any chance, any way, this man's going to be the candidate for the Democrats. I've been saying that for months. There's no way. No chance.
Well, it's still too early to tell what's going to happen. But right now, the Democrats, quite frankly, don't have anyone better. Because, we're looking at an old guard. We're looking at Biden's president because the Democratic Party doesn't want AOC. They don't want the progressive socialist wing of the party. So all they have are people who should be put out to enjoy the remaining years in Florida, not be put in positions where they're making gaffes and people are questioning their ability to lead in their capacity.
But
the Democrats don't have it well.
They're not going to get Michelle Obama to do this, are they?
I sincerely hope not. But then what is her experience? What is her expertise? What has she done? She is a fantastic person. We all love her as first lady, but she's not a politician. It's Hillary Clinton 2.0. We're going to take someone who is close to the office and say that they have the skills to be president. I don't know that that's going to do them any help.
But Gerard Felitti from the Lawfare Project on the Tavern's Joint phone line. What does it say about our culture, our society in America, when Dwight David Eisenhower becomes president after leading the Allies in America to the greatest victory in World War II, and then a time 70 years later when this country could elect Oprah Winfrey or The Rock as president? What happened to us?
Our values are going in the wrong direction, and not our morals, not our principles, but the things we value. We've become a society that looks to be open, embracing, and accepting of all. But when we do that, we start devaluing what's important. We don't have people who have experience. We don't have people who have achievements, who have visions on making America a better place. We accept the lowest common denominator and say that that's great. We should all aspire to that. So we've changed as a country. We don't accept greatness anymore. We accept adequacy.
Well, I mean, can that turn around? Is there someone out there to lead America that would inspire?
I'm not gonna get into partisan politics, but I will say that all those candidates seem to be on one side of the aisle, and they just had their debate not too long ago. There are plenty of people who can inspire, even within the Democratic Party. There are people who can inspire, but unfortunately, mainstream media is not giving them a platform. Mainstream media is pushing out the most progressive and radical ideas that they can, and when they don't do that, they show us Joe Biden, who he's a great guy, but we're wondering what he's doing leading anything.
It's Gerard Felitti, the Lawfare Project. How can people connect with you?
They can go online at thelawfareproject.org or follow me on Twitter at Gerard Felitti.
Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate it.
Gerard, thank you.
GERARDFILITTI, ESPN 93.5, 714, Sports Headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals and Pittsburgh. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals were able to truly enjoy an off day yesterday following back-to-back walk-off wins against the Padres and a series win. Tommy Edman drove in the winning run both Tuesday and Wednesday. On Wednesday, it was a walk-off two-run home run in the ninth, turning a one-run deficit into a one-run victory. Tonight, the Cardinals open a divisional three-game series against the Pirates. St. Louis is in last place in the NL Central, three games back of fourth-place Pittsburgh. Right-hander Dakota Hudson goes for the Cardinals. He's 4-1 with a 4.41 ERA. He won his first four starts in August, but struggled against the Phillies last Saturday, allowing five runs on six hits with five walks in 5 2/3 innings in a game the Cardinals lost by a 12-1 score. 10 career appearances against the Pirates for Hudson. He's 2-1 with a 5.64 ERA. Mitch Keller will go for the Pirates. He's 11-8. Game time for Busch Stadium is 7:15, meaning our coverage starts at 6:20. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
And the Cubs got the doubleheader today with a 12-10 and a 5:40 start against the Cincinnati Reds.
Ooh, big series. And the Reds picked up Harrison Bader and a guy named Renfro. He's, you know, not good for me and our family because, you know, Jacob Hurtubise in AAA plays the outfield, and the right Reds just picked up two outfielders.
I see.
So things are log jammed. I think it's going to be a month rental. Hunter Renfro and Harrison Bader have joined the Reds. They're only a game out of the wild card, so they're really pushing to see if they can break through. But, yeah, big game, big doubleheader with the Reds today because Cubs and Reds are pretty close. Pretty close.
High school football, I know St. Joe Ogden Spartans, the Unity Rockets tonight at 7. We have Champaign Central taking on Normal Community. We have Rantoul and Bloomington Central Catholic, Centennial and Manual, Tuscola and Carlisle. Of course, we're in week two for high school football. And we have Illinois volleyball in action against Wichita State at Huff Hall. They'll take on ISU Sunday at 1. And the big story is our Illini. Of course, we're getting ready for the Toledo Rockets with a kickoff at 6:30 tomorrow. We've got tickets in case you'd like to check it out. Yesterday in Big Ten football, Minnesota ekes by Nebraska 13-10. And we had Utah over Florida 24-11. We've got college football. Yeah. We are in go mode. We're going to be at Pia's after 3. We've got some tickets. We've got prizes. We've got drink specials. We've got guests, especially from that 1983 reunion, as Craig Swope joins us. Lante and Derek Piper will have their game face on. It'll be so much fun at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. So come on out. Say the word Stevie J to me, and you might win a pair of tickets directly. And we've got Eric Meyer and the whole team at Pia's ready to welcome Illini fans.
Ready to go, and the atmosphere will be there at Pia's outside. Perfect weather. It's going to be beautiful weather here with Greg Solier, brought to you by Urbana Park District.
They've got their free fitness classes this week, and it goes on today. If you'd like to check out your options, visit urbanaparks.org.
All right, 8:18. We'll be right back. Talk a little more about the big game tomorrow. Brett Bielema getting ready with a team that he realized 40 guys that did not practice ever with Illinois going into this. 120, 40 of them have never been with Illinois. So we've got a lot of new faces coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign and Ben Avis. Saturday and a nice spell of weather ahead. If you're into midsummer warmth and building humidity, that's back into play. Little, if any, organized rainfall anticipated till a couple of hit-miss showers and thunderstorms begin at some point into the first half of next week, with slightly cooler, slightly drier, but still above average weather and temperatures for late summertime and the start of meteorological autumn anticipated for late next week and probably beyond. Sunny, a bit warmer for the day today, about 84 this afternoon with a southeast wind. We'll bottom out at 59 with a clear sky for tonight. Mostly sunny, warm for the day tomorrow, 88 in the afternoon. Kickoff temperatures at about 81, 82 with a bit of a south wind. We'll bottom out tomorrow night in the 60s. Hot, turning more humid Sunday afternoon, the high around 90, up to 94 on a Labor Day Monday. Maybe an isolated shower, thunderstorm late Tuesday into Wednesday. Still running into the lower 90s Tuesday and Wednesday. 80s for highs next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today's monthly employment report is a crucial piece of information as the Federal Reserve decides whether to raise interest rates again this fall to cool the economy and fight inflation. Dell shares are higher after the PC maker's earnings blew past forecasts and it offered an optimistic outlook, though its business was slower than a year ago. Its unit that includes servers and storage systems were up from the previous quarter, with about 20% of its orders related to machine and artificial intelligence. Intel is also reporting business is looking better than expected. Samsung shares are rallying after the company revealed a new advanced memory chip that is faster and uses less energy. Those chips are in high demand, again, for artificial intelligence. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st, as we say, go Illini. Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority. Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth.
Yeah, football's played about every day of the week now. So we had Thursday game last night. Mm-hmm. We got a Friday game. Michigan State plays tonight. Central Michigan or somebody.
Okay.
Illinois Toledo were 9.5-point favorites against the probably MAC champ.
Yes.
Very good football team. So we'll see what
they're
got.
They're coming off being the MAC champs.
Yeah, and they won a bowl game.
Right.
And they got a really agile, quick quarterback. We'll see, man. We're excited just to see what we look like. I think there's optimism. There's obviously a lot of people that have bought tickets that have never bought tickets before.
Yeah.
So it's a gradual process of getting from where we were, what, 30,000 fans probably average that actually come,
mm-hmm.
to get to the 40 mark and maybe 50, someday maybe 60. But it's a process. And, you know, we are built in. Unfortunately, the Illini fan is built for some disappointment because that's kind of how we roll. It goes, hey, oh, it's like bowl game. Florida, January, really? And now we're like thinking, hey, well now.
Yeah, we're cautiously optimistic.
It's gonna be a process here, and just try and get a win and get to six and see what happens after that. We can do better than that. I know we can, but again, I'm just trying to get to a bowl. I'm
mm-hmm.
trying to set the bar a little low, maybe, than what people think.
Okay, that's always good.
So Brent Bielema joined us on Wednesday talking about how our guys look pretty good with their shirts off in an airport.
You know, I do like the way these guys kind of have gone about their business. You know, we look like a football team. You know, I got the final NFL cuts last night, and I believe we had about 20 guys make NFL rosters that were University of Illinois alum, and Fortunately for us, 10 of those 20, half of them have come out of just the last 2 years. So it's kind of been fun to see the growth, and now to see them continue their NFL careers. It's just a fun part of Illinois football right now, and hopefully it only gets better on Saturday.
Well, we're hoping, Coach, that's for sure. But if you think about that, we have 20 in the NFL, 10 from the Brett Bielema era. Now, Lovey had a couple of those guys that he recruited.
Yeah.
But I don't think the development was there.
Right.
So it's who's going to be next? Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton is what, on a pre-Heisman? A defensive lineman is a pre-Heisman? You have to go to the record books, tell me less lineman to win a Heisman. The best college football player generally goes to the quarterback or the running back or somebody, wide receiver, but not the lineman. That'd be awesome if he's in. So we'll see what Johnny Newsom and Keith Randolph, the law firm, and others.
So Johnny Newton's brother, Juwan Newton,
plays for
yeah, Toledo.
Wide receiver.
Yes.
So different makeup body type, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're excited to see the team. We're excited to be out there all day, all afternoon.
65 people from the Newton family coming, and they've got split jerseys that they're wearing. Half Illini, half Toledo.
Well, heck yeah. you do that, right? Of course you would. So you just kind of figure it out. But
facing off against each other instead of playing on the same team back in the day.
I don't think there'll be an instance where Johnny would tackle his brother because he's on the line. And
that's right.
I'd hope not. Otherwise, he'd be chasing him down.
You do
or
what you got to do. I'm sure there's trash talking between the brothers going on for sure.
Yeah. Well, all right. So we're excited about that. Brother Johnny's coming up for a Friday segment. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House spokesperson, says Joe Biden has done the most ever when it comes to illegal immigration. Good to know that. And Mike White was on with us when Lou Henson died. Mm-hmm. And Coach is coming back, I think, tomorrow. Mike White, I think, is back for the group. I heard he was.
Okay.
Don't know.
I know Dave Williams is doing a golf outing, and we've got, you know, some of the players coming to Pia's, and there's the big reunion happening. Varsity Eye group has done a great job.
Big event tonight, yeah.
And wait till they see that Smith Center and the football and how things have grown in our program. No wonder we've got some momentum coming in to this season.
And they're signing autographs in the Grange Grove.
3:15.
3:15. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And everything kind of gets cranking. 3:34. You can go in, I think, the stadium by what, 5:30?
Yeah, I think in that Grange Grove area, they've also got inflatables. You know, they've got this family theme. Yep. So it's going to be a blast tomorrow with that 6:30 kickoff. Lots of great tailgating going on. And you can give yourself plenty of time to try to figure out the new traffic patterns. Of course, we had the University of Illinois Joe McCullough on yesterday to kind of give us some hints as to how 4th Street's going to look, and that's sealed off, and there's areas of Kirby that'll be sealed off. So that epicenter right around Memorial Stadium, you know, don't plan on using those routes, but coming in from different angles to get to where you need to go.
They're shutting down Kirby at Oak, Florida at Oak.
That's right.
It's going to be a big old circle around Memorial Stadium as more people are enjoying, you know, tailgating, and more people are coming.
That's right.
So it'll be interesting to see what kind of crowd we have tomorrow. I have no idea. Very hard to predict. Enjoyed having Kip Brown here with the boys last night.
Lots of reminiscing about that 83 reunion team and how things are coming together. Go Illini.
Statue of Limitations has run out on Kip Brown taking down the goalpost in the Michigan game. So he was part of that, and he admitted it last night.
That's great.
That's good. Good on you to admit it. I thought you were out there. I was working it. He was taking down the goalpost.
Nice.
So I guess I extend
Having someone like, 6'6", 6'7", guy.
Yeah, that'd be very helpful.
He'd be able to reach up there.
All drink of water. It is 8:29 in New York, 7:29 in Champaign, Urbana, ESPN 93.5. Our Friday segment with Brother Johnny coming up. Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here.
Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Paul Stevens. Former President Donald Trump pleads not guilty after being indicted in Fulton County, Georgia. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
We are now seeing what happens when prosecutors move forward with highly charged indictments and trials in the middle of an election. Simply put, it sows distrust and provides easy pickings for those who see the district attorney's action is guided by politics.
The former president waiving his arraignment. He'll face 13 felony counts in that indictment. President Biden visits FEMA headquarters yesterday.
Before we do anything, I'm here to thank all of you. And I really mean this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are making an incredible contribution.
And FEMA is dealing with the aftermath of Storm Idalia and the Maui wildfires as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Mattoon police have confirmed via their social media they arrested four juveniles in connection to Wednesday's fight on a school bus. The four booked into the Vermilion County Juvenile Detention Center on preliminary charges of aggravated battery and mob action. Mattoon police are conducting a criminal investigation. Emergency responders sent to the University of Illinois campus for a hazardous materials leak at the university's Engineering Sciences Building. Urbana Fire had left the scene by about 5 o'clock. Now it's up to the university to clean the remaining hazardous materials and open the building again. Halloween's still 2 months away, but early planners for trick-or-treating can mark their calendars for Halloween Fun Fest in Champaign. Halloween Fun Fest coming back to Marketplace Shopping Center Wednesday, October 25th, 5 to 7. The event's for families and kids from ages 2 through 11. Again, the event coming up on Halloween, just 2 months away. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Let's check our weather, brought to you this morning by Carl.
And I know that if your kids are involved in some fall sports, you might need to get that physical done. Find a convenient location near you as you visit carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday. Welcome to Meteorological Autumn on this September 1. Anything but a fall feel anticipated anytime soon, probably towards the 10th or 15th of September before an honest to goodness fall cool front comes our way. Then a quick recovery after that. Yeah, indications of a warm and a dry fall season are ahead. Speaking of which, sunshine and a bit warmer for the day today with a high temperature of around 83 and a light southeast wind. Clear tonight, comfortable down to about 58, 59. Tomorrow, 88 in the afternoon, 82 or 83 at kickoff time, so a warm football Saturday evening with temperatures falling back in the mid to upper 70s on a light south wind, up to a hot and humid Sunday high of 90 degrees, Labor Day Monday at 94, and a stray shower thunderstorm on a weak cool front late Tuesday into Wednesday. High temperatures lower 90s there. We'll settle back into the 80s, still above average around here next Thursday and Friday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Frerichs Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Frerichs Trucking, 765-793-7131, or email timo@gftlog.com.
All right, 25 before. Ladies and gentlemen, it's football. Illinois plays Toledo tomorrow night. NFL starts a week from this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Johnny's down in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, CBJ. I'm actually in Belle Chase. I'm at the Croatian House, D, home of the Croatian American Society.
Huh?
Tony Sivilic, our friend, has helped put this whole thing together. It's going to have the president of Croatia himself coming for the grand opening in 2 weeks. And I'm known around town as Johnny Kacikirjanovic. So. Anyone can be a member if you pay $100.
I see. That's good. That would really extend our name, Kacikirjanovic. Yeah, that would go farther than 12 letters.
Take a bow, please.
Well, listen, it's a 40-year anniversary of the Rose Bowl from 83, and listen to this voice from the past, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, former Illinois head football coach, the great Mike White, who single-handedly brought excitement back to Illinois football, and coach I still remember vividly, Dave Wilson, back to pass, long left side bomb to Greg Dentino, incomplete, and the stands were full of cheering Illini because you passed the ball.
Yeah, we weren't within 10 feet of catching it either. it was great, and those are among my coaching repertoire. Obviously, my Illinois experience and what happened, just like you mentioned there, and then my relationship with Neil Stoner and all that stuff, and then the basketball and the football, and you know, and all of us being reasonably successful. It was great. I mean, it really was great.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a fantasy world or anything. It was just some good people working hard. And, of course, you can't forget Neil Stoner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because of the tail grade. In fact,
when I went back
for the Hall of Fame this year, it was an all-timer. In fact, I think some guy gave me some bear meat or something. I don't know what that they were doing. I was afraid I was in trouble or something. But it was. But my point is, what Neil did for that school, and here to how many years later, they're still having a tail grade, and people are all over the place, and it was fun. I at least had a golf cart, because otherwise I'd still be out there, you know, walking the North 40 just to say hello to all the alums and all that. So,
well, you're another guy that people love and people appreciate what Mike White did for the University of Illinois, and I'm so glad you could give us your thoughts about Lou Henson, who passed away this past Saturday afternoon. But I appreciate you, Mike White. I appreciate all you've done for Illinois, and we will never forget the run you had here. And the 80s certainly belong to the Illini.
Well, I appreciate that, and that makes me feel good. And all my family is, you know, the best stop we had in our coaching tree, pro and college and this and that, were by far the greatest experience was Illinois.
How about that? I mean, I caught up with him after Lou died, and we had a great conversation, Johnny. But yeah, best stuff. He won a Super Bowl in St. Louis with Dick Vermeil now. So,
yeah, but man, that was a great time. Mm-hmm. And remember the year where we beat every other team in the Big Ten?
Yeah,
that was
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tore down the goalposts for Ohio State at home, tore down the goalposts for Michigan home, tore down the goalposts for Indiana because that clinched the Rose Bowl, and then went up to Northwestern for our last game and tore their goalposts.
That's right. We're on a roll with this goalpost.
That's awesome. But it was so much fun, electricity to build back, and then we the building. And
we're on the right sync. Year, because 60 years ago,
yeah,
you and I went to the Rose Bowl in Illinois. Well, we went to the Rose Bowl parade out in Anaheim, California. Oh, Pasadena. That's in Pasadena, California,
yeah.
When the Fighting Illini, Dick Butkus, and the boys went out in 1963.
We went to the Rose Bowl parade on that? I don't know if I remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were four, and you probably want me to buy you stuff.
Yeah.
That was back, mm-hmm. Diane, that was back when, if he had a dollar, I'd say, buy that for me, and he'll say, how much change do I get? 76 cents. Okay, because he got the coin.
I see.
So, I value coins more than
kind of operated right. Like that ever since. Yeah. He's operated like that ever since.
Exactly.
That's right. No, we're fired up for Illinois football. I certainly think Brett Bielema's got us on the right track, Johnny. Man.
I do too. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow's game.
Yep.
And I think, we'll see. It's always an adventure because you never know.
Well, Toledo's a very good football team that must have been scheduled during the Mike Thomas, Tim Beckman era when Tim came from Toledo.
Right.
This scheduled way back. But Toledo's, you know, MAC champion. They think if they beat us here, and they're only 9.5-point underdogs, they think if they beat us here, they're going to run the table and go undefeated. That's what they're thinking. So
they may do that anyway after we beat them. I don't think they can deal with our defense this year, but that's what we'll have to find out.
They've got the quarterback, Daquan Finn, who's really moving around.
Lamar Jackson kind of quarterback that runs like crazy. So.
23 touchdown passes, 631 yards last year.
Rushing, wasn't it? Yeah. He's quite a player.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
we'll see what happens.
No easy game.
Not only do we have Sam points out that not only do we have the honoring of the Fighting Illini football team, this week and also honoring the 2003 National Tennis NCAA Champs in Big Ten celebrating 20 years anniversary from Craig Tiley, who was a legend here. Also talked about being an AD candidate one time, but Craig Tiley was here, and he was a tremendous, was the head of tennis in Australia for years after that. So,
wow.
Big weekend. All right, Johnny, we got some news. In Chicago, you must be, have all your immunizations, all the shots, everything, or your child faces exclusion. Then it says, anybody that is here as an illegal immigrant comes right in, no papers needed. And the parents are going, what? Why is that?
Well, that's right, because they changed it to that law or a edict. This is more edict. Although in Illinois, you could probably get it passed. But that's kind of the mindset of who's leading us, and it's one thing many people across the political spectrum are concerned about, even people on the left, because it's just kind of an imbalance. It's not fair. It's one-sided, depending on the day, and it is a little scary because it's getting too close to totalitarian rule. There's no real discussion. There's not a lot of discussion about that. They just come out with stuff like that.
Well, but if you're worried about catching something, and yet you're without question bringing everybody in with no papers, it's kind of inconsistent on the policy.
Well, inconsistent, nothing. Okay, so the president of the United States said if you're not vaccinated, you're a killer, even though if you are vaccinated, you should be protected from anyone who isn't. And now they're saying, well, if you get all your immunizations, you'll be fine. Don't worry about these other ones, which is the exact opposite. That's my position on the vaccine.
Yeah.
And this is what we see in every category. At every level. It's a complete whatever works for you. It's like, have you ever played a game with a 6 or 7 year old? They just make up rules as they go. and it's cute because they got to figure out, no, that's not going to work for me, so you have to do this. But you just said that. No, we changed it. That's okay if you're 6. We're getting that from our leaders. And that it's not really amusing at that level.
No. It's Johnny on the Tavman's Towing phone line. Okay, good news from the White House yesterday. Karine Jean-Pierre set the record straight regarding Joe Biden and the border.
The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else. The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
In case you didn't hear it.
The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
What did you say, thunderstruck, Johnny? Is that the term you used the week ago?
Thunderstruck. It's a word that kind of transcends surprise. It's thunderstruck, but we're really not, because everything they say seems to be untruthful. That's a ridiculous statement. And really, in all honesty, it would come out of the propaganda arms of the various regimes throughout history that would just tell the people anything. And we see it with our own eyes. And now what I am thunderstruck about is the number of people who would say no, they just announced he's done more than anybody else.
Yeah, I know.
There's people. No, I can see her doing it. She gets paid.
Yeah.
That's what sung the thing. But there's people probably listening that would say, well, see, we told you.
Yeah.
He's done more than anybody else. The guy has opened our borders. We've got people dying from not just the drug overdoses, but the crime that's coming across. And we know it, and we watched the video. And you can go down there if you want, and you hear the Border Patrol guys. That's just not true. He has done more to open the border than any president we've ever had.
So what is it? How do I say this? Are we just not smart?
I think we're smart. I think we're caught up in they're all the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't really affect me. And until you get winged at the grocery store because somebody had a stray bullet, it doesn't affect you. You just keep your head down, and you don't want to be canceled. You don't want to cause trouble. You got enough problems. You got enough things to do. I think that's more of it than smart or not smart. And the other part of it is, who is telling the truth? You know?
Yeah.
There is a good case to be said, well, you don't know for sure that what he said is true any more than I know for sure what she said was true. And it's like, well, but you can have a sense of what's right or wrong. And I think that's why you have to put God first, because he can help lead you the right way. And you can know what's right and who's the false prophet by the fruits of their labors.
Yep.
How is it working?
That's exactly right.
And it is not working out. We've had high inflation, high crime. We scrapped our energy program. Our economy is doing very well considering, but we could be doing better, and we don't hear the truth. So there's a lot of cynicism. None of that's good. That's a bad fruit.
This is absolute evidence that they're just saying stuff that is just not correct.
The president has done more to secure the border and to deal with this issue of immigration than anybody else.
I mean,
wow. Yeah. it's actually, he's done more to open the border than anybody else. And I don't even think that's controversial. So it's, again, exactly the opposite. And here's the banner of this era, in my mind, Steve, the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Nobody can afford health care, and there's more people who don't have it than there were before we got Obamacare.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people who benefited from it, but there are more people who suffered from it. And those are the people who bust their butt and try to pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
We're at $13,000 per person, per family per year, more to live than when Joe was inaugurated.
Mm.
13 grand a year.
That's a lot.
Let's say our average is 50. That's a chunk of money, Steve.
Yep.
That's like a quarter.
Yeah.
So those are bad fruits, and you got to recognize that. And you can look at that as a key as to who's lying and who's
You know, I could still take a picture of Kamala Harris to the mall, and half people wouldn't know who she was. Maybe more. It's just how it is. It's Brother
Johnny.
Again,
she's unified us. 98% of us don't want her to be president. We agree.
Hey, finally, big game. St. Joe Ogden goes to Unity tonight. Is something wrong? Something wrong with Scott Hamilton, the AD and football coach at Unity High School? Last week, his team, with a sophomore quarterback, had four touchdown passes and 288 yards passing. Huh?
Well, I tell you what, Scott's been a great football coach, and sometimes you see a few guys out there and you say, well, maybe we can do this and this, and also you've played enough games that we may have to crank up a little more of our passing because we're getting to a certain level, but we want to break through, and they have, really. I mean, what do you have, seven championship games? We haven't won a championship yet, but that's pretty good, Steve.
Well, if we're passing, I mean, that's That's a new look. And if we've got a
sophomore, no, I think apparently it's Katie Barth.
The sophomore class is supposed to be like, whoa, what's going on at Unity? It's this sophomore class. Everybody's talking about that class. So,
yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of our class this week. How could we win a state championship when we didn't even have playoffs?
Yeah, right.
Diane, there's nothing we could have done.
I'm so sorry.
Or did you actually have a playoff, Steve? You might have had one.
We had, yes. It was just started in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
We were 7-2 and lost two overtime games. Otherwise, we had a really good team, too.
Rockets and Spartans, always fun.
Yeah, always fun. All right, Johnny, we'll let you go on that. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for being on this week. Have a great Labor Day.
All right, Steve. Yeah, hey, wait a minute now. I got to give my wife credit. She stuck with me for 45 years.
Oh, it's your anniversary. Sunday. Sunday's the anniversary. 45
Diane
years.
Diane Steve was best man. Yep. And he did a fine job. And he told me when Bobby was a sophomore, I said, what do you think of Bobby? He says, she's definitely wife material.
So. Is that right?
Yeah, she's always had that maturity, you know. So, but no, if you count the 4 years you dated, it's almost 50. So,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, so, God bless you. Great couple, great man. We appreciate you, Johnny. Thank you.
Great to find your life partner. Yep. Bobby's awesome.
All right.
We'll talk soon. Have a great weekend. Happy anniversary. Uh-huh. All right.
Thanks.
See ya. Brother Johnny, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bill Chase today.
That's right.
Croatian.
Actually, my brother Gary and Michelle had their anniversary yesterday. So around that time.
45?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5, 751. Let me get your weekend weather coming up.
When Ross went out, I always told him to be careful. And that was the last time I got to see him.
Because someone didn't slow down and move over. Ross had on a bright orange shirt with reflective stripes the night he was killed.
He always had that smile. He just lit up the room when he came in.
Slow down and move over. When you see flashing lights, everybody is somebody somebody.
When you see lights flashing, use caution passing. Let's all go home safe tonight.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Well, David and Diane Lesney are celebrating 44 years.
Okay, great.
Happy anniversary, kids. That's awesome. It really, really is. All right, what are we doing here for the weekend? I mean, we got tailgating. We got stuff, man.
Well, we got everyone. Let's check weather. For Eastern Florida, Champaign, Havana, vicinity. Welcome to Meteorological Autumn on this September 1. Anything but a fall feel anticipated anytime soon. Probably towards the 10th or 15th of September before an honest-to-goodness fall cool front comes our way. Then a quick recovery after that. Yeah, indications of a warm and a dry fall season are ahead. Speaking of which, sunshine and a bit warmer for the day today with a high temperature of around 83 and a light southeast wind. Clear tonight, comfortable down to about 58-59. Tomorrow, 88 in the afternoon, 82 or 83 at kickoff time, so a warm football Saturday evening with temperatures falling back in the mid to upper 70s on a light south wind, up to a hot and humid Sunday high of 90 degrees, Labor Day Monday at 94, and a stray shower thunderstorm on a weak cool front late Tuesday into Wednesday. High temperatures lower 90s there. We'll settle back into the 80s, still above average around here next Thursday and Friday. For Steve VJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Sarah Champagne, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Maine and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com. No, you're not imagining this. Mortgage rates, gas prices, now at 20-year highs. It's going up. Combined cost of a new 30-year fixed mortgage rate, gallon of gasoline recently surged to the highest in more than 20 years.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's real. And not to mention when you go to the grocery store, you buy anything, it's $52.
I know that.
I mean, anything. It's really, really impacting all of us, and it's not fun. So we're going to talk to Kellyanne Winjet. She's coming up. She'll talk about these rates and what do we see? I mean, I don't see anything changing. I'll ask her if she does.
Okay.
And if we get four more years of what we got, I don't know. I mean, people that think of the prospects of the same policies for four more years after this next year, there's a lot of question. I mean, there's a lot of question whether we can survive that.
We'll also meet JT Barnhart, named president of OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center back in February, and find out the moving and shaking going on in Urbana.
You know, we've loved Carl for a long time, but OSF came in here and they became a real good outfit.
And a faith-based medical center.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that in the next hour as well. It is football weekend. It is Labor Day weekend. You got 3 days coming. Yahoo! Mm-hmm. Yippee! On this September 1, it is 9-1-2-3. We'll be right back.
Join the Urbana Park District for the 25th anniversary of the Wandale Sculpture Garden on September 15th at Meadowbrook Park. The fun starts at 3:30 with refreshments, followed by the rededication ceremony. At 5 o'clock, there's a walk through the sculpture garden. Listen to great jazz music at various stations along the way. The Wandale Sculpture Garden, a local jewel in public art. September 15th in Meadowbrook Park. Visit urbanaparks.org.
Illini fans, come out and enjoy two slices of Jets Detroit-style deep dish pizza and a side of ranch at Street Fest coming September 9th from 1 to 7 p.m. with the Chowdown in Campus Town. Bring $5 to 6th Street between Healy and Green Streets and get two slices of Jets' famous Detroit-style pizza with that signature crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust. Street Fest on Saturday, September 9th with two slices of Jets. Everybody loves Jets. Better because it has to be.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, get the whole store.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. This Labor Day weekend, it's your time to save more than ever before on flooring, furniture, and accessories. Choose Mohawk waterproof luxury vinyl floors or durable Mohawk RevWood, and the installation is half off. Buy Mohawk carpet, and the installation is free. Choose from today's best colors and styles, including exceptionally durable Mohawk Smart Strand carpet. And during our Labor Day sale, you'll also get up to a $1,000 rebate on Mohawk carpets and floors. Then shop our amazing selection of furniture, rugs, and accessories. It's all buy one, get one half off. Plus, now you can buy it all with special 2 years free financing. You'll always find unmatched service from our family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you. Don't miss our Labor Day sale through Monday only at Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Open Labor Day 10 to 5.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.